Welcome to the G and JB show, series 3, episode 2. We've got Jack Bowen. G'day, mate.
White Axe, how are you?
Good, buddy. And Justice Herney. How are you, champ?
I'm good.
Mate, massive news released yesterday.
Yeah, big news. Exciting news.
Talk us through it, mate. Talk us through it.
Oh, I'm excited to make my professional debut for the Australian strap. Which will be good. It's exciting for me. I got released yesterday, and it's a lot bigger than I thought it would have been.
What was it like seeing your head on a poster for the first time?
On a
big poster, you know what I mean?
It was good. Lucky it was a good shot, eh? imagine if that photo was going around.
Oh, right. There's many bad shots around. Mate, obviously you guys, yourself and Jack, have been teammates before, and you know, we've all known you since you were a little bloke, and we wish you all the best, mate. But, mate, huge news, mate, a big step. You've got to admit it's a big step for anybody to do 10 rounds in their first professional boxing fight, mate. How has your training changed, adjusted? How's it been mentally, you know what I mean? Like, has it been tough to get your head around? Fuck, I'm doing 10, not 3?
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, it's... I think I'll be all right. Because most of the sparring I do is with heavyweights, professional heavyweights.
Yep.
So they ask for long rounds and stuff. So we should be all right for the 10 rounder.
Yeah.
If it goes that far, but yeah.
If it goes far, so you're gonna try and finish it early.
Well, I'm not gonna try, but I'm just gonna box. But if it does go that far, we'll be ready.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty much my training, all that's changed is just doing longer rounds.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
What did you find, Jacko, when you sort of, what changed for you?
Yeah, same thing. It was just longer rounds. Probably longer runs as well. But obviously I've got to get my weight down as well. Justice won't have that problem. Yeah. You can put it on.
Never had that problem.
It's still like pizza.
Yeah. But just the longer rounds. Probably the camp was a bit longer. It's not like a... Like in the amateurs, I was fighting and then 3 weeks and then fighting again. So you kind of like broke it up a bit. It's a whole year round, where this is like you got 10 weeks, you're locked in, you know your opponent.
I think that's what I prefer as well. Like you know your opponent and you know who you're training for. And you're like, not like the amateurs where you just train.
Could be anybody.
And then you go into the tournament and you're just fighting anybody.
And how the draw ends up for you.
For the duration of the whole fight, for the last, what have we got, about 4 weeks of the fight?
Is it about four weeks?
I think it's about 4 weeks of the fight from now. But obviously, you've known for, you know, obviously a few more weeks than everybody else.
Yeah.
For that duration of that training camp, you've known that you're getting ready for one person. You don't have to worry about a tall guy or a different style box. You've got one guy to worry
exactly.
about.
And I've done a lot of rounds with Django.
Yeah.
Django, so,
I've got to give him credit, too. He's a tough boy.
He is.
He's a tough man.
I fought him in the amateurs as well.
Did you?
We had a close scrap, so it should be good. I'm excited.
Oh, redemption for both of you. I'm sure you're both looking forward to it, you know. So, that's excellent. Mate, so... The Australian title, do you know anything about behind the scenes, or did you just get offered it and you went, yep, I'll take the fight? Did you know that your first fight was going to be a 10-rounder, like when you first started? I'm guessing you were thinking, I'm going to do four or six for my first fight.
Because at the start, when we decided, they were like 8-rounder, and then, that came up, and then it went straight from that to 10-rounder. I was like... it's for Australian title. I'll do it. Let's do it. It just brings more excitement to me, more motivation. So just made me train harder.
Oh, that's good. Sometimes that little carrot at the top, like Australian title in your first fight. Yeah, I can understand. We'll make you train harder. Look, it's going to be it's been a crazy year for everybody. Obviously, you were getting ready for Tokyo, and then that didn't happen. It's felt like when was the last time you fought? Was it World Championships? Olympic qualifiers,
March, this year. So it's been a while. It's still been a while.
Yeah.
Since I've been in the ring. So I'm just excited to get back in there.
How's the feeling from, say, like the Olympic qualifiers leading into that? compared to how you feel leading into this fight for a 10 rounder?
I don't know. I feel more excited now. Like, it feels like a different feeling. Professional debut and Australian title.
For, yeah. And obviously, there's like a lot more noise around this one as well because you get media.
Not many people get around the amateurs and stuff, but professionals, when they see that, they get around it.
Mate, you're more of when you box as an amateur, you haven't changed a lot between yesterday when you had an amateur fight and today when now you're boxing as a professional fight. You're the same sort of kid.
Yeah.
But it's like you said, the outside noise gets bigger. The word professional.
Yeah,
it just makes everybody stand up and look a little bit closer at you.
Yeah, no, it does. Whenever anybody asks me, "Oh, you do boxing?" and then I tell them, "Oh, yeah, I'm just an amateur boxer." They don't really know the difference.
They think you're that fights backyards in pubs and stuff and RSL clubs.
Pretty much.
There's this little tournament called the Olympic Games. I'm going there. Really?
But when I see professors, big difference. They're like, oh. They think of the heavyweight champions like AJ and stuff they all know them.
Yeah, that's right.
Mate,
did you have you got your colours or are you keeping that a secret? What colours you gonna wear? Are you organising your trunks? All that exciting stuff that you've never done before.
It's exciting. We've got our colours. It still hasn't come yet, but hopefully they come in. I want to get it in there with the Nike shorts. Just get off. I get the old blue and red shorts out.
Mate, Jack nearly had to do that. You tell him about your gear, Jack.
My pro debut, I ordered it 3 or 4 months in advance, and it come that morning of my fight. I had to go pick it up.
I only just ordered mine last week.
Yeah, sorry, mate. There's a bit of pressure on you now.
Oh, fuck.
Honestly.
And I was like, mate, just fucking get it here.
I ordered mine last week.
Yeah. But it's those little things. You're excited for, you get a bit of media and then you get your fight kit, you get your walkout song, and then the going and seeing the venue, these are all exciting things for you.
It makes it like real. Mm. And I've been dreaming about turning pro for as long as I can remember. So now that it's finally here, it's and when we went to the venue yesterday, I'm actually fighting here in 4 weeks. It's crazy.
Mate, and as you go along in your professional boxing career, these events will keep getting bigger and bigger, and sometimes you'll step back and box on smaller shows because, let's be honest, you can't fight for a world title after one professional fight. Yeah. You know what I mean? You've got to have more fights, and sometimes you'll do some 6-rounders and that sort of stuff. But it's all part of the excitement and part of learning, and you're still a young man too. I suppose there's a lot of maturing to do in yourself as well. You've got to get used to this shit, you know what I mean? So. Mate, and to be on
at a time.
That's right, and to be on Fox Sports on your first show. Are you the semi-main event?
Yeah.
So Jai Opetaia will be boxing Ben Kelleher, which is also a rematch. I'm not sure. Did you see the first fight between those two boys?
Yeah, I did.
Solid fight, mate. Ben has a go.
Yeah, he's a go. I've done rounds with Ben. So I've done rounds with both of them, but it'll be a good clash.
Yeah, it'll be a good fight, mate. And it's good to have it up in Queensland, obviously. You know, pretty much it's the only place we can fight at the moment. And, you know, hats off to Jai for moving up as soon as the borders got closed. I'm going to live in Sydney.
It is, mate. Keep his career moving forward.
Mate, he's a very good boxer. But I interviewed Ben Kelleher last week on before the fight as well. And, mate, he's a really good, well-grounded guy. He's a good guy. And he's good to talk to. He said, he is. He's very humble.
Yeah.
And as long as, and I suppose that's a bit of education for you two boys as you grow. Look, it's exciting, but stay humble.
Yeah.
One step at a time. Just keep improving daily. If you don't keep improving, it's not fun anymore, is it, either? You know what I mean? So, mate, I'm guessing your big goal is to become heavyweight champion of the world?
Yeah, it is. Well, I don't want to just come into the pros just to,
make this early noise. Yeah, you want big noise.
Just to win our Australian title and then that's it. I want to try and go all the way, so... And I'm pretty sure that's what everyone is trying to do that comes into the pros.
Imagine 3 years down the track, Justice Hooney versus Anthony Joshua.
Yeah.
Joshua.
That'll be
in Dubai.
All Fury.
$50 million.
That's
the glory, isn't it? I suppose that's where you want to be.
Yeah, 100%.
Is there anybody at the moment that you'd like to fight? Like any names? Well, I suppose they're the big guns, you know?
Anyone. I just want to like keep active and hopefully end up fighting for a world title. Yeah.
Mate, let's talk about your manager, Mick Francis. Mate, he's been really good and active with... does he have Liam Wilson as well?
Yeah, Liam and Jai.
Liam and Jai. Mate, he's done really good with those boys as well. So tell us a bit about Mick. What he does. He's, I don't think his original business is boxing, is it?
No, it's not.
He's been very supportive of you since early days as an amateur. So, for him to get hold of an amateur, because most managers, let's be honest, they jump in when you want to turn pro.
But he's been supportive. He's like family to me now, like to all the boys.
Yeah.
He's very supportive. He helps us all out with anything, even in our personal life.
Yeah.
So, I'm very grateful to have him on board as my manager. Yeah.
That's what you want too, with someone that's more like family. Obviously, your team, you've had Mark Wilson since you were a kid, and then your dad, Rocky, and your brother.
Yeah.
So you want someone that kind of fit into that family environment.
Fits in perfectly, like he gets along with brother, the family, so he's good.
Yeah. And a new member to your team, you announced it last night. You want to talk a bit about that?
DNL Promotions. That was exciting.
Mm. So how long's that deal for? You signed like for 3 or 5 years or?
For 6 years.
6 years, nice. Yeah. So their plan obviously is to take you to the top.
Yeah.
Obviously, and obviously Dean Lonergan's got the platform with the Fox Sports and the Main Event TV. He's got that platform to create
and he's done a house on name.
He's done it, with Jeff and
Joe Parker.
Yeah. So he's got the tools to get me to where I wanna go. So
it's up to you to do it in the ring, I suppose.
It's just up to me.
That's the easy part for you.
That's the fun part.
Have you moved around with Joe Park? Have you done any work with Joe?
No, I haven't.
You haven't sparred?
Not yet.
Sparred right. I suppose
we have had an office, but
You got to think that'll come up now.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, a bit more. It's a bit more suited for both of you now.
I'm pretty close with Joe. We talk a lot over social media, so I'm sure whenever I need rounds or anything, he's always there.
It'll be there, yeah.
Or even advice, man.
Even advice. You say if I ever need anything, like just let me know. He's a very nice, humble guy too. So,
mate, he parted a similar pathway in the amateurs as well to you. I think you won more international gold medals than Joe has, but he went through like youth Olympic games and all those pros, world championships as well. Yeah. And he was a very good amateur himself and went on.
That's what our coach was saying, Mark.
Yeah.
He said he's taken him on a few trips. So
yeah, mate. One thing I have said to Jacko previously, and look, I'm not your advisor or anything, but I just think little tips, you know, you can pick little bits up whether you listen to or not along the way. But one thing I've said to Jack is learn from other people's mistakes. Don't make them yourself. You know, like I said that yourself. I've said that a few times, like when we've watched other people, oh, geez, that's a shock that happened. Why did it happen? Why did Manny Pacquiao beat Jeff? Because Manny Pacquiao thought he was coming for a fight against somebody not on his level. Let's be honest. You've always got to be on, whether it's a guy that's had 18 losses on his record. You've always got to be on because one punch, especially in the heavyweights, one punch, it's over, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
They hit hard. Watching you boys sparring the other day, I was close when you and Tara Moana were boxing, formerly Samson, that is, everybody. when you guys were sparring the other day, you guys were like 30 centimeters away from me. I'm like, fuck, man, that's got to hurt. And obviously, you two guys fought as amateurs when you were kids. You were a bit younger, and he's been out for a few years. But mate, I know he wishes you all the best as well.
Yeah,
he's
beat me. He's beat me in amateurs.
Has he?
Yeah, he beat me. We fought twice. We're one apiece. So,
yeah, right. Yeah, nice. But you were kids. Were you both?
Yeah,
kids,
yeah. We were
15
younger,
or something.
We were younger, but yeah.
Little cheeky Justin Tooney walking around with all those cheeky little Bethania pricks. Right there.
Just walking around with no shoes on.
Calling me fat. Fat and short. Nah. Honey, I remember Honey Hooney used to call me your fucking cousin used to call me Sumo. Hey, hey, honey, who's the Sumo now?
Yeah, but mate, you reckon
he'll make a comeback?
I hope he does.
So talented. Jack, you've said Jack is the most talented fighter you've ever fought against or sparred with.
Yeah. It's class. Obviously class. Yeah. And it was at that stage too. I was like 17, 18, and I thought I was going all right, and he fucking schooled me. And then, like, we did rounds with him after that and just learning from him. And, it's a shame he's still not boxing, but whatever, as long as he's happy and living a good life, that's all you ask for. But, say good day to him for me.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying to your brother the other day. Yeah. Mate, if you're happy, you can do it. But if everybody else wants you to do it, you've got to want to do
that's
this.
That's what happened with my brother. Like,
Everyone
wanted him to do it, but he didn't want to.
Yeah.
And it just kind of pushed him away more. You just got to let them come back at their will.
That's right. If they want to do it, they'll do it. You know, the best thing for him will be now, he wants to support you.
Yeah.
For, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's his interest in
boxing.
And
he's starting to get like more like doing bag work and stuff.
Oh,
I see him like. I think the more and more he just keeps watching me and training me, like, it's going to motivate him. Hopefully he comes back too.
Yeah, we'll see how he goes.
I feel like the difference with you between maybe your brother and your cousin is you actually really enjoy the sport.
Yeah.
And you train really hard.
Yeah.
Like, obviously I'll come to world championships with you and just seeing little parts. No, but your work ethic is matched with your talent. It's not just your talent. Like, you're
same
doing really
you,
well.
Bro.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm slowly getting there. I'm trying to catch up still.
So Jacko's got a fight on October 2 as well.
Yeah.
Mate, it's just for you guys to stay busy during this time. It's been a terrible year for everybody. Everyone's in the same boat, let's be honest. For us to get an opportunity on October 2, you looking forward to that too, Jacko?
Yeah, no, looking forward to it. Just another opportunity to showcase my skills and, just keep ticking over, really.
Keep ticking over.
Yeah, it's been frustrating times, but to get a fight date and an end goal and something to look forward to instead of just
I was just starting to go through the motions because I just felt like I was training and like for nothing. But now like there's like a plan and ahead to just bring all that motivation back and training harder than ever, so
It's exciting. Guys, we'll just keep as this as a short one, but, mate, it's great to hear from Justice Hooney boxing against Django for the Australian heavyweight title. Mate, absolutely unheard of. I don't think this has ever been done before. Probably in the world, definitely in Australia, fight for a title in your first fight. October 22, is that right?
Correct.
Live on Fox Sports. If you can't get tickets, get the tickets from Brisbane Convention Centre.
Email my manager at fran@tasmanfighters.com.
Excellent. Get hold of Mick Francis and DNL Events. Great event. Get on it. Support Justice. Support Jai. Support Django. Support
Ben
Kelleher. Whoever it is, get out there and support these men that are putting it all on the line. If you're not going to be there, tune in to Fox Sports. It's going to be live. It'll be a great event. Thanks, Justice Hooney. Thanks, Jack Bowen. Let's do it.
Thank you.